to this week's episode of MCW Fancast. My name's Emma, thanks for listening. This week, Man City women made the trip to Prenton Park for a WSL fixture against the Reds Liverpool. A game which saw us pick up 3 points with 3 goals, two of them coming from Nikita Paris, who became the WSL's all-time leading goalscorer. But unfortunately, it was a tough end to the game, as on the brink of full-time, Kira Walsh looked to have sustained a serious injury. The club announced earlier this week that the injury was only minor and she sustained that to her right knee. And as a precaution, Kira has withdrawn from the Lionesses squad as we're currently on international duty. And Mal Lawley has been called up as a replacement. I catch up with Caroline Shurat from the Bitter and Blue blog later in the podcast, and we discuss more about the Lionesses and recap on that Liverpool game from the weekend. But first, here's a half-time reaction from Kath Kelly from the official Man City Women's Supporters Club. I caught up with her at half-time to get her thoughts on the game. Kath, what are your thoughts on the game in the first half?
It's been quiet.
Quiet.
Yeah, there's not a lot been going on as such, as you can say.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's getting me cross. We get the ball to the byline, we cross it in, and it still gets knocked back. And that number six is there waiting for it every time, and she's just clearing up, and there's nobody taking
it
that.
It seems to be that, from what I've seen, we seem to be doing a lot of interchanging as such, and we're not quite making use of, obviously, the space.
Exactly. We're doing our triangle changes down the wing, and then when you get ready to put a cross in, there's nobody there because they're all down on the wings.
Yeah.
I just think there's something like that.
What do you think about Emsley? She seems to be playing a little bit more centrally than what she would usually.
I don't think it suits her.
No.
I really don't.
Okay.
I don't think... Without being mean, it carries on like this. I think the best thing would be for Georgia to come on.
Because we have obviously got options.
And that's not being mean. I just think the position she's in, she's preferred on the wing.
Feeding the balls in.
Yes.
Right, okay. So what are you expecting from sitting in the second half?
I'm hoping we can still get a couple of goals. So I'm thinking probably possible 2-0 still.
Okay.
Be all right.
Okay. Hopefully Nicola have had a word with the team at half time and we can come out with a different attitude. And
I think he will.
Yeah, and then change obviously what we need to for the second half.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I seriously think he'll change it up, because you could see him getting slightly irritated on the sideline at the end of the first half, like he wanted them to do that bit more. So we'll see what happens.
All right, thanks, Kath. It certainly was a different game in the second half, and I spoke to Nikita Paris at full time to get her post match thoughts following her record breaking performance. Quite a difficult end to the match, given obviously the injury with Kira there. But congratulations on obviously becoming the all-time women's top scorer for the WSL. How do you feel about that today?
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling. It's what you want to do as a striker. You want to score goals as many as you can. And for me to be so young and be top goal scorer, and the squad got plenty more years left in me, just bodes well for the future, and hopefully it will continue for them.
Yeah. 3 big points here today against Liverpool. How are you feeling about the result?
Yeah, I think first off we could have played better. It was the final pass in the opposition's final third. We just couldn't quite connect. But we knew that we had to come out second half and put goals away, and that's what we did today.
Yeah, what did Dick say to you at half time?
He basically said just keep playing the way we have been, but in the final third, clean up, tidy up. That final pass, that final touch, whether it's to get yourself set up for a shot or to put someone else in, it's got to be better.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you.
Too bad, thank you. Plenty to talk about this week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with Liverpool on Sunday. What did you make of the game?
No, it was a great game. We first half was just, we were building to a goal and it just did not happen.
Yeah.
For the 45, and it was just so annoying.
Yeah.
We had so many chances and we had such a good play, and it just, yeah, that was horrible. But I mean, we came out second half and yes, it was an own goal, but we got that goal within the 5 minutes. Esme, a great tackle. The ball ended up with Caroline, where she and a shot, and it got deflected off of Niamh Fahey. So we had one goal there. Our second goal was from Keats. Got played through by Jill. Keats had run to the touchline. The keeper had come out, and it looked to be going across goal. Ended up into the net. That took her to make her joint top WSL all-time goal scorer.
Yep.
And then in the second, later on in the second half, Georgia got brought down by Niamh Fahey. Keats stepped up to take the penalty, and that she made history, and she is now the top WSL all-time goal scorer.
Yeah, and obviously, she's 24, I think?
Yeah.
24 is an incredible achievement, and when I spoke to her at the end of the game, she was obviously, she didn't discredit any of the goals that she had when she was at Everton. You know, every single one meant a lot. And obviously for us to get into the position, she was immensely pleased about that and gave credit to all of the team and everyone that she's played with throughout her career as well. And here's to many more, hopefully. I mean, she is on fire. Yeah, old cliche, but she really is at the moment. And it's obviously she's showing incredible form this season for Man City, which is great for us as well. But it was unfortunate that towards the end of that game also Kira did go down with that unfortunate injury just towards the end of full time. But it has been good news. It's been announced today that it was just a minor knee injury. I think Phil Neville was speaking as part of the media day today, as part of the Lionesses, saying that it was just bruising, which it would have obviously been quite painful at the time, and hopefully that have sort of start to ease up very soon for her. So she's obviously had to withdraw from the Lionesses, along with Frank Kirby as well, who's picked up a knock. And they've both players have been replaced by Kaz Kearney and Mel Lawley. So it's great that Mel's obviously been called up there.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I think we were lucky with Kira's injury. We all thought it was much, much worse. It's just the way she reacted. She seemed so much pain.
Yeah.
But it was broken leg or something, or a knee.
Yeah.
But for it to just, it's such a relief for it to just be that. And it's great to see that Mel's back in the squad. Unfortunately, Frank had to withdraw, but again, nice to see Karen Carney back after being out for a while.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there you talked about obviously how the fans and stuff reacted to the injury during the game. I mean, we have obviously seen it before with Pauline Bremer and you know, Megan Campbell as well, and you know, they have been injuries and still are ongoing as well, and the last thing you want to see is any player get injured. It doesn't matter what team it is, or any, you know, when you see an injury like that, you know you do think the worst. And I think what came into mind was the fact that obviously the World Cup, you know, because she is such an integral part of the squad at the moment for England. So I think everyone just couldn't help but think the worst.
Yeah.
But thankfully, good news, and hopefully we'll see her back sooner rather than later, which is also great news too. I think it's also worth mentioning that Steph was really, really unlucky not to contribute to the game. Those two free kicks that she had, and both pretty much hit the crossbar.
Yeah, the first one I thought she'd actually scored. And I was like, oh, how did that not go in? The legend is back. And Caprice made a really, really good save.
Yeah.
Flying across that goal to keep it out.
Yeah.
And the second one, she was just unfortunate that she hit the post.
So obviously now we turn our attention to international duty. We've got Austria on Thursday. Phil Neville, like I said, he's been talking to the media today at St George's Park ahead of the friendly fixtures. And the news out of the camp is that former City player and now of Barcelona, Tony Duggan, is going to captain the squad against Austria, which means that Steph will definitely pick up her 100th cap at home in front of a home crowd at Rotherham, on Sunday, which is great.
No, yeah, I'm so happy that I'm over Tony, and I'm so happy that Steph's going to be, that we're going to get to see it after seeing her 100th appearance for City, 100th for WSL. So to see her England one is just going to be amazing.
Yeah, and Phil has also mentioned as well that it's going to be a real celebration too. So it's going to be a good game for sure, and plenty to obviously celebrate.
Yeah.
Are you awake, Paul?
I've been working all day, so.
You're tired. So we're actually going to sit and watch the game together on Sunday, so really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing Sweden play as well, to be honest. Obviously quite a lot of well-known names amongst their squad.
I'm really looking forward to Sweden. We'll get to see, like you said, some really class players. One of Blue, Kotti, Slani as well. Three Chelsea players in there. And just, that whole squad is just really good. So I'm really looking forward to seeing a new team.
Yeah, and obviously with Ellie Roebuck and Georgia Stanway getting their first call up to the senior squad, potentially they could also make their senior debuts as well.
Yeah, I might
cry. Cry?
Yeah, I'll be looking for a mum and be like, gee,
wait.
I'll be so happy.
It certainly obviously is a huge achievement, even just to get the call up. You know, it's obviously steps in the right direction, and you know, they will be immensely proud just to have obviously got to that point. And you know, who knows what might happen, but yeah, it's certainly plenty to look forward to. It'd be interesting to see what happens over the next week or so now with regards to obviously who does get included and what happens in the games. Hopefully we'll be able to watch. There's been some talk that there will be streamed, or there will be available to watch via Twitter. So that hasn't necessarily been confirmed yet, but that's sort of like the rumour that's going around. So even if you can't make the games, there should be hopefully an opportunity to watch them. And that's about it, I think. I don't think there's anything else to add to that. Thanks for coming on, Caroline. I'll speak to you soon.
No problem, speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry it's a bit of a shorter podcast than usual, but hopefully next week we'll have some extra content for you from the England-Sweden game. If you see us, say hello. We'll be hoping to speak to some fans in and around the stadium on Sunday. And you can message us on Twitter at MCWFanCast if you'd like to get involved. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and we'll be back next week.